Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Huch from PPF. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome you to the conference call where we are going to present and discuss the company's results that we published yesterday. We will take you through the presentation that we are streaming on the link that you received as part of your connection instructions. The slides are also available for download on the website of PPF Telecom Group, www.ppftelecom.eu, in the Investors section under the Financial Reports header. First of all, let me introduce today's speakers who will be giving the presentation and who will be available to answer your questions after the presentation. It's Jan Tomaník, the investment manager of PPF Group, responsible for TMT sector, and Lukáš Kubesa, the financial manager of PPF Telecom Group. The main part of today's presentation will be an update on our operating and financial performance, followed by a Q&A session to answer questions that you might have. And now, let me hand over to Jan Tomaník to commence the presentation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me also welcome you on the earnings call of PPF Telecom Group with the presentation of our financial results for the year 2021. We are holding our presentation for you as scheduled, despite the abrupt changes since last week and admittedly the most difficult situation in Europe. In this backdrop, we'll try to be brief with our updates for you, while we are clearly aiming to reiterate resilience of PPF Telecom's group's operations and business nowadays as well. Please join me on the slide number 4. Looking back at last year's events and finished projects, let me group them in 4 areas. First, new frequency spectrum acquisitions and license extensions. In March, new bandwidth was secured for our Bulgarian unit in 2.1 and 2.6 GHz bands. And later, in December, O2 Czech Republic also renewed 2.1 GHz band license. Second, we were working on consolidation of 100% shareholding in O2 Czech Republic and in Czech Satin Truhu last year. Third, strategic review in Satin Group lasted until October last year and resulted into the agreement with GIC on their acquisition of 30% minority stake in it. On the way there, this strategic review also established the financial policy for Satin Group. Satin Group received investment grade rating from Moody's and Fitch, and it drew long-term financing on its balance sheet. Fourth, we also agreed to sell Telenor Montenegro to Hungarian 4IG in October last year, and we completed this sale in December. I will indeed have more details on these projects for you later, but before we get there, let me also do a quick review of our operating and financial performance on slide number 5. Stable markets without major competitive turmoil facilitated slow organic growth in our subscriber base. Nominally, it stayed the same as a year ago at 18.3 million subscribers. But the figure now excludes Montenegro, which we sold. The growth in 5 core markets of ours thus offset the deconsolidation of approximately 300,000 subscribers in Montenegro. Financially, we posted high headline growth in EBITDA after leases, which was up 11% year over year. It was, however, boosted by significant FX tailwinds from strengthening of Czech crown. And if we also exclude basis effect from some negative one-offs booked in 2020, the underlying growth in EBITDA after leases would have been around 7% year over year. It still marks a very solid recovery from 2020 when our operations were more affected by coronavirus than last year. Left-hand bottom corner of the slide lists our completed M&A projects, and right-hand bottom corner lists the changes in the structure of our long-term funding. We refinanced $1.5 billion of our debt by drawing bank term loans on Satin Group's balance sheet, and we repaid all remaining $500 million term loan at parent company Telecom Group, and also 625 million bonds issued by ČEZ, which matured in December. Slide number six demonstrates the process how Telekom Group's stake in O2 was increased from 68% back in June to 100% that we have currently after the squeeze out of minority shareholders had been finalized. We announced the intention to do this in June, and at the same time we acquired 6.9% stake from third parties on the market through reverse accelerated book building, which was priced at 264 Czech crowns per share of O2 Czech Republic. So determined market price was also applied for related party transactions with other entities from PPF Group, where additional 15.8% stake was acquired. Consequently, more than 90% shareholding was reached at the beginning of July, and approximately 700 million euros was paid for it. Legal condition for squeeze out under Czech law was then fulfilled, and we applied to Czech National Bank for approval to proceed. That was received in December. So far this year, general meeting of O2 had been held, and at the end of February, all minority shares in O2 Czech Republic passed to Telekom Group against the payment of 270 Czech crowns per share, which together for the shares squeezed out corresponds to 300 million euros. This investment into additional 32% stake in O2 was thus worth in total 1 billion euro, and pro forma 2021 incremental proportional EBITDA after leases was approximately 170 million euros. O2 shares were simultaneously delisted from Prague Stock Exchange, and the company will not need to have any more independent financial and dividend policies, and all dividends declared from now onwards will accrue fully to PPF Telecom Group. Separately, PPF Group also effectively transferred its 10% stake in ČEZ to the Telecom Group, actually without any consideration paid for it. So these two minority stakes, which were actually a legacy of historic acquisitions way before Telecom Group itself was established, were eliminated. Corporate structure was simplified on this front, somewhat compensating the minority that we sold in ČEZ Group. Let me continue on slide 8, where I will cover this transaction with ČEZ Group. 30% stake in it is being sold to GIC, which is a leading global investment firm from Singapore. Transaction perimeter, where this non-controlling interest is created, includes local settings in Czechia, Hungary, Bulgaria and Serbia. Their last year's total EBITDA after leases amounted to approximately 534 million euros. This transaction was signed in October and its completion is currently expected very soon. From the disposal proceeds, 325 million euros will be used to partially prepay the debt on the balance sheet of O2 Czech Republic. The rest will be available for upstream distribution from PPF Telecom Group. Going forward, ČEZ Group will be distributing to its both shareholders up to 100% of its free cash flow, and net leverage within its financial policy was set at 3x EBITDA after leases. The shareholder agreement that we have with GIC grants them minority protection rights, which are customary for this type of telco infrastructure transaction, and it also includes their representation in the board of directors of the ČEZ Group. My next slide, number 8, brings the update on the topic which you have duly followed for quite some time and which you have frequently inquired us about, the European Commission investigation into our network sharing in Czechia between O2, CzechCetin and T-Mobile. It has remained open already for quite some time, actually since 2016, when European Commission first started its investigation. Then their statement of objections was published in 2019, and the oral hearing was held in 2020. We couldn't have shared more detailed information with you in the meantime, actually up until October last year, when remedies jointly proposed by O2, CzechCetin and T-Mobile were published by European Commission for the market consultation. These are all behavioral remedies and include strengthening of the role of CzechCetin as a party which prevents information exchange between O2 and T-Mobile as commercially active companies, which is a remedy that we could have brought to the table only thanks to the structural separation of CzechCetin that we had done already back in 2015. Also, multi-standard radio access network technology will have to be deployed to increase technological flexibility of both network sharing partners. And last, certain services exchanged between the sharing partners will also have to be priced at cost from then onwards. If the remedies are accepted by the European Commission after the market consultation, the case could be closed by the European Commission without the finding of infringement and also without any penalty. My next slide, number 9, is actually a last one with the thematic updates, and it covers the pending rebranding of our businesses in Hungary, Bulgaria and Serbia. As you know, we have been licensing Telenor brand from the Norwegian Telenor Group ever since our acquisition of their CE portfolio in 2018. New brand Yepel was developed by PPF Group, and the rebranding project has been underway since Q1 this year. Our branding team and country commercial teams with their marketing communication now try to take over the strengths of the original Telenor brand, which was mostly reliability, trustworthiness, security, all as perceived by our subscribers. Plus, somewhat more dynamic angles were added to the new brand to hopefully make it also more appealing to younger target groups. As you can see on the photo of the rebranded Yepel shop, the new brand uses dark navy color, which is combined with more vivid lime color. The rebranding actually doesn't concern O2 in Czech Republic and in Slovakia, since they have their long-term brand license agreement with Spanish Telefonica. So these two businesses will remain branded O2. Next two slides, they bring update on the frequency spectrum in our traditional format. Slide 10 actually lists newly acquired blocks or licenses renewed since 2020. Among the important spectrum events that we still expect and are preparing for, there might be an allocation or auction of sub 1 GHz frequency bands in both Serbia and Bulgaria. The exact timing of these auctions or allocations is not yet known. It can happen still this year or next year if there are delays by local regulators. In Slovakia, 3.5 and 3.7 GHz spectrum will be reassigned in an auction to the market players, an event that can still happen this year. Later on in 2024, there are crucial spectrum blocks actually used since the very latest 2G that will have to be renewed by O2 Czech Republic. My slide number 12 shows the updated operating KPIs of our businesses. four certain companies focus on networks and telco infrastructure deployment and monetization. They are showed on the left-hand side. O2 branded retail commercial companies are in the middle, and Yetel branded commercial companies on the right-hand side. My next slide, number 13, with four pie charts, shows the contribution of our business segments to last year's financials. Full year contribution for 2021 can now be plotted also including newly established settings, which demerged from Telenor companies in the middle of 2020 in Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia. EBITDA after leases contributions by Yetel, Setin Group, and O2 are relatively evenly distributed, as you can see in the right-hand bottom corner. My slide number 14, there is an updated formal legal group structure with the debt outstanding and its distribution as of February. As I have already mentioned at the Setin Group transaction slide, portion of the divestment proceeds from the sale of the minority Setin Group, to be exact, 325 million euros, are planned to be used for prepayment of a portion of O2 debt. Share of gross debt on parent company level will then again increase above 50% that you see on the slide as of now. Let me now accelerate my part of the presentation, as the rest of the slide may well serve for your own analysis if you are interested in greater commercial details on a country-by-country basis. From the marketing highlights on slide 15, I would just point your attention to fixed services, fixed broadband and pay TV, which we recently launched in Serbia. Yetel Serbia uses wholesale access to the fiber network of Telekom Serbia to provide these services. Second, in Czech Republic, O2 enjoyed a big commercial success with its self-designed O2 branded equipment, nominally Smartbox number 2 for fixed broadband customers and true wireless earphones with great value for money for its mobile subscribers, which was actually a hit of the Czech pre-Christmas campaign in between Czech telco marketplace. Then my slides number 16 to 20 carry the usual update on our competitors, market shares, details on mobile subscriber base, momentum in our mobile ARPU, and last, number 20, performance of our Czech fixed business, both Czech Setin's wholesale business as well as O2's retail fixed broadband and pay TV business. Let me hand over to Lukáš Kubesa, who will continue with more detailed review of our financials.
Good morning. Let me comment on our financial performance in 2021 on slide 21. Our consolidated revenues has shown a growth of almost 6% year over year. Domestic revenues, if we exclude the low margin international transit, grew by 7%, partially affected by positive development in FX rates, mainly 3% appreciation of Czech crowns against euro. Service revenue was positively affected by strong demand for mobile data in all our markets and continuous increase in share of contract subscriptions. Roaming revenues improved compared to 2020. Restrictions in international travels caused by COVID-19 pandemic were lifted, mainly during the summer tourist season. The roaming revenue improved despite introduction of roaming like at home regulation in Western Balkan countries. Hardware revenues increased by 11%. We see better footfall in our shops compared to COVID year 2020, which positively impacted the volumes of sold telecommunication devices. Consolidated EBITDA after leases have grown by 11% year-over-year. If we exclude impact of Czech crown appreciation and one-off items, the recurring growth would be 7%. This is a combination of positive development in revenues and continuous focus on operational costs. We see pressure on our cost base stemming from high inflation in all our markets. The most affected cost lines are personnel costs, network maintenance, and electricity prices. Total CapEx has declined compared to 2020, but the decline is driven by 5G spectrum acquisitions that were acquired in 2020 in Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Bulgaria. Excluding spectrum costs, the CapEx has grown by 10% due to extensive modernization of mobile networks and investment into 5G coverage. In Czech Republic, we continue with investments into fixed network, mainly fiber optic into the home. Our reported free cash flows have grown by 21% year-over-year, but excluding one-off payments for spectrum licenses, generated free cash flow was at level similar to 2020. Free cash flow is affected by increase of CapEx and positive working capital one-offs in 2020. Collections remain stable at pre-COVID levels. On the next slide, number 22, you see our key credit metrics. The group total consolidated financial debt has slightly increased in 2021. This additional debt were used for the minority buyout in O2. As a result of group restructuring and formation of Cetin Group, part of the debt was refinanced at Cetin Group level to establish optimal capital structure of Cetin Group. At PPF Telecom Group level, only Eurobonds remained. We have refinanced Czech Cetin Eurobond of 625 million euro, which matured in December 2021 by term loan facility at Cetin Group level. There were no significant changes in O2 debt, and Telenor Hungary has repaid the first portion of its amortizing 5 years term loan. As mentioned previously, once the minority sale in Cetin Group is completed, 325 million euro of received proceeds is planned to be used for partial repayment of debt in O2. PPF Telecom Group has distributed in total 265 million euro to its minority shareholder, which is significantly lower compared to previous years because significant amount of free cash flow generated was used to partially fund the acquisition of O2 shares. The group retains a substantial amount of cash at its balance sheet, more than 600 million euro. A significant part of this cash will be used this year to pay for O2 shares that were obtained through the squeeze out. The consolidated net leverage at the year end was 2.66 multiple of EBITDA after leases. You can see we have a sufficient headroom between current leverage and our 3.2 multiple of EBITDA consolidated net leverage threshold defined by our financial policy. You can find more details, a detailed breakdown of the financial KPIs in the appendix of the presentation. Thank you, and let me hand over back to Jan.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the company presentation, and we are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you've joined us online, that would be the flag icon. If you do change your mind and no longer wish to ask your question, that would be star followed by two. We'll be taking our first question today from Laura Homsey of MFS. Laura, over to you.
Thanks so much for taking the question. Questions. I've got a couple, actually, if I may. Great results, first of all, so congrats on that. Just regarding the 30% stake sale in Cetin, would you be willing to provide the consideration that you will receive for that? And I understand that you're looking to prepay debt at O2 Group for 325 million. Could you maybe flag what whether that's the Schuldschein or the term loan that's being prepaid, and what the remaining proceeds will be used for. And then my second question would be, do you have any exposure to any Russian banks in terms of working capital facilities, any other facilities, or any ties with any Russian companies, corporates, banks that we should be aware of and that could be of concern? Thank you.
Good morning, Laura. Thank you very much for your interest. Taking your question one by one, the sale of 30% minority in Cetin. We agreed with the counterparty that we will not be specifically disclosing the consideration. It was telecommunication infrastructure business, the quality of which and the country exposure of which to a big extent determined the valuation as required by us and agreed together with GIC. What we are disclosing are the information which we believe are more relevant to the audience of this call as creditors of PPF Telecom Group, which means the leverage in Cetin Group, where the non-controlling interest will appear, and second, the use of proceeds, which was also your second question. So the 325 million of euros should, or the bulk of it, should be directed towards prepayment of the Schuldschein instrument issued by O2 and as reported also here on PPF Telecom Group, and remaining approximately 25 million euro will be used to prepay bank loan facility of O2. Remainder of the net consideration, so the consideration which is taking into account the leverage of Cetin, which we have mentioned as a part of its financial policy, will be made available for distribution from PPF Telecom Group upstream to our 100% shareholder, PPF Group. And third, a sanity check on our ties to Russian banks. There are only very minor ones, approximately 25 million euros towards Sberbank. Otherwise, and that applies generally across not only our balance sheet, but also to our business itself, it being local telecommunication services and infrastructure assets, we believe to be, as PPF Telecom Group, impacted so far only in a very negligible extent.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, just to follow up. So the 25 million with Sberbank, is that like a facility that you have with them? And would you be potentially looking to prepay that in order to cut this sort of dependency or tie with them? And then maybe one more follow-up. You said that obviously you kind of haven't seen really any significant impact from the current situation. Is there any potential impact you could foresee in the future if this situation continues for longer?
Thank you for the follow-up question. Sberbank that you asked for and that I mentioned, they are actually small member of a syndicate that lend us 1.5 billion of euros of term loans to Cetin Group's balance sheet that we have detailed on. And with respect to business impact, a very small one, I'll let Lukáš to guide you through it.
Yes, what we can potentially see is small impact on the roaming with Ukraine and Russia, where we can suffer some small loss, but up to €500,000, what we calculated. So that the net position in roaming is something like that. We don't anticipate any other direct impact to our financial performance in 2022 as a result of the current situation.
Except for the obvious ones, which is the overall macroeconomic impact of what we are seeing, and that we can each of us make our assessment individually, since, as you can understand, we have no greater in-house view than probably any market participant, as you are.
Of course, understood. That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura. If you would still like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you do change your mind, that would be star followed by two. And if you've joined online and wish to ask a question, please press the flag icon. We have a question registered from Giovanni Reichenbach of Pictet Asset Management. Giovanni, over to you.
Hello. Can you please just remind me if the leverage target for the set-in group, I think it's 2.2, is calculated on a proportional basis or on a reported basis given the minority stake sale to GIC?
Thank you, Giovanni. The financial policy of Cetin Group that is actually 3 times net consolidated leverage, where between proportional and consolidated there is only from Cetin Group perspective small difference consisting in that 25% minority interest of Antenna Hungaria in Hungarian setting. The 2.2 times that you mentioned, that is actually one of the covenants that is capping the leverage of our operating companies in the bond terms of PPF Telecom Group, which wraps together O2 and Cetin Group.
Is that calculated, the 2.2, on a reported or on a proportional basis?
On a consolidated reported basis.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Giovanni. We don't have any further questions registered, so I would like to hand back to the management team at this time.
This is Jan Hook again. Thank you all for attending today's call. If you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations. As usual, we will be happy to oblige. And now, on behalf of the company, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you. Goodbye.